That isn't cranberry sauce, Artie.
Do you like what you see?
Penetration? Who's gonna be penetrated?
Why are there sharks on the moon?
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
Hey, it's Wish.com Eric Roberts.
The terrible Australian Bee Jamine.
We're being watched. Oh no, the actors have become self-aware. They know we're watching them.
Professor Science Batch.
All these actors are hard Canadian 30s.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That movie's so tight.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
It's Craven.
No, you're not. You're banned.
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
I bet you he made anal.
That's not how you should.
Adult themes.
I like how they're still wet even after the next day.
Then it comes back on and it's an ad from Wild Secrets.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Would you like to touch what you see?
Listen! I don't have anything to say to you except don't call me anymore!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real emergency! What's the matter with you?
I got molested in the little boy's room!
Greetings, one and all. Welcome to Tubi Tuesday. I am your host, Batch. This is episode 125. We are the number one Tubi-related podcast, hosted by two Australians, one Canadian, and one American. Joined with me, as always, the lovely Super Marcy.
Hello there, it's me, Super Marcy. How are we doing today?
I went in a different direction. How's it going, folks?
I'm timeless Super Marcy. I'm ready for my close-up.
We're loving that gimmick here at Tubi Tuesdays. No beat this week. Just nice. Us. It's my pick this week. Colin, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing very well. How are you guys doing?
I like the sexy voice there, darling.
Is it even really a sexy voice? Because, like, I don't think it is. Like, hey, everybody. It just sounds monotone. It's like, hey, everybody.
Yeah, but it's light. I'm so sorry. It's a lighter tone, but it's heavy, so it sounds very sexy.
I guess.
Also joining us this week is Mr. Sarcastic himself, James Simpson.
Hi, everybody. I don't do sexy.
Hi, Mr. James.
I was waiting for hello, I'm James.
You're not committing to the bit, brother.
Hello, my name is James. I don't do sexy. I am not the guy from Monster Mash.
Yes.
Welcome to Tuba Tuesday.
Oh, yes, there we go.
Here in the lab.
There we go. Oh, we're having fun already. We haven't even started yet. So this week on Tubi Tuesdays, it's my pick. We are doing the Dolph Lundgren masterpiece, Don't Kill It. So I'm predicting right now this episode will have the second highest body count ever. Well, we all know the highest body count was Louise Lasser's wedding.
Yes.
Oops. So movie-wise, this will have the highest body count ever. So I don't know if we want to do a drinking game anytime somebody dies or the demon jumps.
Bong hits. Every time. Bong hits.
Do you want to die tonight?
BC.
As your butt tender, I somewhat agree with this idea.
Oh. Well, I'm excited for Don't Kill It. We are almost continuing Horror Month because last episode was Murder Size. This episode is Don't Kill It. We just can't help ourselves, right?
All week I've been thinking, look at my tits. Somebody look at my tits. James, you got to watch Murder Size if you haven't watched it yet.
Apparently I do. So hard when I re-listened to that episode. Oh, my God. Oh,
it was funny.
That was such a fun episode.
It was a lot of fun. Shout out to the filmmakers for
yes, shout out.
being real. Wonderful and making movies like that. But do I have to do the bead part of the podcast now, or I have to?
Yes, can I do it?
Do you know how to do it, Colin? Can you do a better job than bead?
No, he's got like a script or something memorized. I was just gonna make something up and just be like, "Listen, whenever we give you a break, you'll hear this." Yeah.
Exactly.
So we'll tell you when that happens. So what you need to do is just fire up your freaking Tubi machine, get it all warmed up, get it nice and going, rub his titties a little bit, put on Don't Kill It, go all, make sure, because it's going to play ads. So you're going to have to like see the ad before we start the movie. So make sure you go through the ad first, then press pause, and we're going to count down to when the movie does start. And then we'll tell you when it's in sync. But the fucked up thing is, if you don't want to watch this movie, how dare you don't want to watch this fucking movie?
He got the catchphrase in. Keep going.
I lost my train of thought. You fucked me up. I had it going too. God damn.
If you're not watching the film, first of all, how dare you? And I'm sure this will be an entertaining episode nonetheless.
Exactly. Yes. Well done, Colin. You almost got there.
All right. Bravo. Bravo.
Sure.
Yay.
All right. Well,
Colin, do you get to do that on Craven's podcast too, huh? We haven't forgot you're recording a Tubi with Craven.
Oh, I have half of the first episode. It's actually... I have a bootleg episode of it, for real.
He can't even record a whole episode. He has to record it in parts. What a loser, Craven.
Yeah, he's so tight. Had such a good time. I made a really bad joke that I think we might have to edit out, but I fucked Craven about it.
Sorry.
He told me I could say anything, and I was like, ooh,
so you
bro.
Did.
I can't wait till these five episodes drop so everyone can listen to Craven's Tubi Tuesday podcast whenever that happens on the Pop 4D feed.
Tubi Tuesday.
And fuck Facebook. Let's get going with this movie.
Yes, let's go. All right, I'll do the honors and count Colin down because he's running the movie today. So are we ready to not kill it with Dolph Lundgren in Don't Kill It?
Yes.
Oh, hi,
Merch. And Merch shows up.
She wants to watch.
Merch. All right, Colin, count us down and press play when you finish playing with your pussy.
You ready to count us down, Merch? We're going to go in. Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
And it's working.
Go.
And as we try and adjust to this new recording method, it worked last week for me showing the movie and everyone hearing it. This week, it decided to shit itself. No. So we'll get there eventually.
Oh, shit.
Eventually.
Trees. As the thunder crashes.
As thunder crashes, it's not even fucking like cloudy that much.
I'm shit scared right now. I don't like this.
Oh, it's cool. There's a red leaf there. They're fine. It's cool.
The red leaf there.
That's a lot of rain.
I mean, are we getting a, like a, oh.
It's Bambi 2.
It's Stone Cold.
Electric Bigelow. Boogaloo. Fuck. Electric what? Boogaloo Bambi 2.
Welcome to Stone Cold's hunting.
Where we going?
Right here at the Broken Skull Ranch.
Yeah.
Give me hell yeah if you gotta shoot some deer. I can't do a Stone Cold.
A 316 gimmick stream.
Oh hell yeah.
What? I miss Stone Cold's podcast.
What?
You know what happened to that podcast? He's too busy on the ranch these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gotta ranch it up with his friends and shit. Look, it's Leprechaun's gold.
Where's me lucky charms?
It's a snitch.
Dude, the last time a dog that I saw was fucking with some magic shit, it got fucked up by a turkey. So that's the last this is going to be bad for this dog.
Look, I don't care how many people get killed in a movie, you don't kill the dog. Just saying.
I mean, sometimes it happens. Oh, shit. That dog's like, whoa.
I think I'm gonna have to grind more weed if we're doing bong hits for every death.
Oh shit, are we really gonna do that? I gotta get my bong ready then. Mersh, get down, go get the bong.
I don't have a bong, so I can't participate in that right now.
Oh, all I gotta do is back up a little bit. Hold on.
So it's a good segue for what's Batch Smoke, and Batch Smoke is a first class funk from I believe Holy Mountain.
First class funk.
That's right, first class funk. You ain't sucking dog.
All you other weed strains are yellow.
Wait, what? So, what's up?
And we smoke this weed, we're gonna get high forever, forever, forever.
So has this golden trinket like got Blue Zuzu in there, and it's gonna possess people?
Yes. So I guess that's gonna be the running joke of the movie. Blue Zuzu is gonna be jumping to a lot of people.
That escalated quickly.
That should be the subtitle for this movie.
Oh, yes, no. Do it!
Cap it! Cap it!
Oh, damn!
Kill that dog.
One.
Oh, fuck. This is Keith, though, bitch.
Oh.
Yeah, whatever. You gotta deal with it, bro.
I'm doing baby bulls.
From the Baby Craven collection.
There it is. Baby Craven weed.
I gotta get this Keith out, because I'll die. By the end of this episode, I will be dead.
You will be dead. So is so Bede, as we know, he's away, but he's doing quite a few things. And one of those things he's doing is actually babysitting Baby Craven.
Yes, and Baby Craven has got a new babysitter, and his name's Bede. So we'll see what kind of position.
Whoa! Oh, yeah! Whoa.
Two,
three.
I'm abandoning this idea for doing bong hits for deaths. We're at three already. In the span of 30 seconds.
This is what I imagine babysitting Baby Craven is like for Bede while he's on the Louis Lasso winery tour.
It is. This is. It's totally it.
He doesn't know if he's drinking red wine or blood.
So my bowl was completely empty and just fucking resin.
And
I was like, oh no.
Oh god, here we go.
God, Colin.
All right, hold on. Let me get some weed out.
Smoke responsibly, brother. What's with his eyes?
That's a long story.
Holy shit!
Oh, she's not dead yet. Hold on, Ed.
Close enough.
Pause the
movie. Close enough!
Keep up.
I'm trying.
Tap out. Tap out, Colin. We're tapping out. We're tapping out.
No,
we're tapping out.
Start over.
He's starting over. So.
I'm tapping out.
Have you ever wanted to?
I gotta get through this commentary.
Have you ever wanted to hard boil a face? Well, this is the movie for you. So now.
Yeah.
Honey, where's the beer?
That is Adam Pearce.
Why is it dinner ready?
War games!
Oh, no, we're going into war games! I mean, as a... Whoa!
Oh, fuck.
Is Blue Zuzu possessing everybody?
Yes.
I'm just going to say it's Blue Zuzu, because anytime there's a possession, that's what it is.
Battle card!
So, as a wrestling fans, can we really complain that we've got, like, I mean, when this episode comes out, it would have already happened, but we've got Full Gear this weekend. Next weekend, along with actually being Bede's birthday, we've got War Game Survivor Series.
Wait, that's next week?
Yep. Yeah.
I'm so behind. I need to watch Raw. I'm so behind right now.
Raw was actually worth a watch. I thought it was pretty solid for the most part.
Look at that. Look at this. Yeah. Look at this stud.
Look at this cowboy nerd. Dolph Lundgren is Walker, Texas Ranger.
No, I don't. I don't want to go with you. You smell like a truck stop.
You smell like Axe body spray. Don't touch my ass.
Stop calling me woke, you weirdo. You're cut off. First of all, I'll touch your ass because I'm a drunk dickhead.
Listen, bitch. Listen, bitch. I told you. when I start drinking, you better get that asshole ready. I told you, bitch.
Colin, you can't call women bitches anymore. We can't say retarded either.
That wasn't me. That was a character that I invented.
Oh, okay.
Called.
They're called whores. Get it right.
The goddamn whores.
It's listen, bitch. It's Randy, the drunk cowboy.
Randy, the drunk cowboy. Listen, bitch.
Colin's got two characters.
America. Oh, I just vomited all over that motherfucker.
Do you know what this reminds me of? Do you remember South Park back? I think it was like the Pokemon episode where they were showing kids ads and they're like, here's Alabama man.
Yes. Alabama man.
Alabama man. Give me more beer, bitch.
He hits her with a bowling ball. He came with a bowling ball. That's what it was. He drank beer and hit women. He got domestic all the time.
Fucking domestic the doll. Sorry, I'm just mesmerized by the sexiness of Dolph.
He's a sexy uncle.
Listen, I am a piece of shit.
I'm a sexy uncle. All right, all right, all right.
Let's hear it from the sexy. We've spent enough time with the sexy aunties. We got to start finding some sexy uncles now.
It's an equal opportunity, okay. Sexy.
Listen, have you ever been held by the ear before? That shit hurts. I would fucking be a little bitch and talk. And be like, yeah, Dolph Lundgren, I am a piece of shit. And I'm sorry I grabbed your ass, little lady.
Well, next time anyone's in trouble, I'm just going to grab them by the ear.
Yeah, but if you do that to, like, kids, that's, like,
that's child abuse.
Kids. Yeah. And I told myself I'd never fucking abuse my kids. Ever. I will traumatize them. But I
don't we traumatize? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you just lock them outside instead of smacking them.
My parents did that to my sister one time. Like, she was misbehaving at the dinner table or some shit. And my dad was like, if you're gonna eat like and act like an animal, you can go sit and eat with the animal.
Whoa!
God damn!
That escalated quickly.
All right, I need a bong hit for that.
Oh, she's even wearing the Dolph cowboy hat.
You might break her.
if she dies, she dies.
I will break you.
I will break. I must break you.
What is with the music and neon lights?
She's choking him.
Whoa.
He likes it though. She's about to come.
He's into it. He's into it.
Yeah. Yes, nutty.
I feel like she's going to explode blood on him. Whoa! Oh. Almost. Is it Art the Clown?
He's like, holy shit, I just nutted inside her. Oh, fuck. That's what happens. Go get Plan B, bitch. Like, that's what you got to do. I got to take you to Walgreens real quick.
Whoa, did he fuck her in those boots?
He did.
I hope so.
That's how Dolph Lundgren fucks with his boots on.
Hell, oh my god, fucking with boots on, that's so hot.
I mean, when Dolph Lundgren does it, it's hot.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. He's Winnie the Poohing it.
He's Winnie the Poohing it.
I need my pentagram necklace and shit. What's the matter? You can't decide? Oh, I don't fuck, you whores.
I gotta wear my necklaces because I'm Dolph Lundgren and I can't do his accent.
I wonder how fucking hard it was for Dolph Lundgren to.
And he hits a vape.
What year is this?
What a weird looking vape.
It's opium.
2016? Which was like 20 years ago already.
But why is everybody a cowboy or something? Oh, they're in fucking like some hick ass shit. Yeah, yeah, I know it's up. Never
mind. Wait, is she expecting him? She's a sex worker and he's meant to pay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. A girl that looks like this?
life is going to be in a shithole bar.
Whoa!
Don't turn away from me.
What music is this on the radio?
Whoa. I'm going to be like, listen here, bitch, get the fuck out of my house.
You can't trick someone into fucking you and then asking for money later. You do that beforehand.
No. That's not how those whores work. They tell you up front, you have to pay.
Maybe we should get an expert opinion on this. Hey, Uncle Vikram, are you around?
Yeah, where's Uncle Vikram?
I'm Vikram.
Could you tell us how this works?
Uncle Vikram, how does paying for a whore work?
Oh, you pay for whore. You pay whore lots of money than she pay me. I pimp. I Vikram and I am pimp Vikram.
Pimp Vikram.
You pay a girl $5, she sucky sucky. She give
that's
you
pretty
time
cheap,
of your,
man.
Time of your life. Time of your life, sucky sucky. Time of your life.
Do you accept coupons?
No. No, get the fuck out of here.
What
about Groupons?
Get the fuck out of here with that. Get the fuck out of here. I am Victor.
Sorry.
Get the fuck out.
I have no idea what's going on in this movie.
Did anyone die yet?
Yes, there's like six people.
All right, do I need to hit the bong again or not yet?
Not yet.
All right, I'm gonna.
We're still waiting for more of a massacre.
Let that shit marinate.
All right, good, because I need to stretch.
Look at that fucking nerd.
Look at that nerd sheriff.
Oh, merch.
You're looking real fat and rare.
The chief. He's currently in dispatch.
He actually really is talking like that.
What time is it?
I don't know. I'm in Australia.
Merch. You know what we should do? We should order a healthy salad to send over here because I'm going to hit the bong way too much to do any type of cooking, and we don't have food in the house. So, Mersh, I think we should order a salad.
I think that's a good idea.
I think so, too.
And by salad, you mean steak.
No. There's a really nice salad place called Crushed Red and
it sounds
and they fucking rock. They make these salads that they like. So just stick with the formal. They fucking chop it up and I love like shredded lettuce. So
why is he calling her Evil Lynn?
It's Federal Agent Karen.
Because Dolph Lundgren's in the movie.
So this connects back to Masters of the Universe very easily.
Yes. This is Admiral Paternia. He's still alive.
This is our second Dolph Lundgren movie?
It is, actually, yeah.
This is the second one we've watched?
Oh, Rocket Raccoon got stuffed. Kept in the loop of this investigation. What is with the talking in this movie?
It's not that I'm stuffed. Hey, I'm holding really still. It.
What is this, a raccoon?
Why did you stuff a rock at the raccoon? He was a good boy.
I'm an Italian priest.
I got to go perform a 20 exorcism tomorrow.
Yes, I'm going to exercise a Dolph Lundgren.
That reminds me, at some point we have to do exorcism at 20,000 feet. That is a Tubi Tuesday movie.
What even is that movie?
Bill Moseley, Lance Hendrickson, Adrian Barbeau, in an airplane style comedy about like a demon on a plane.
Demons on a plane.
With a bunch of wacky characters.
What? That sounds
Is it as good as Money Plane? Because nothing's been as good as Money Plane.
You know, Money Plane is good when John Oliver brings up Money Plane.
Oh, nice.
Money Plane is the best movie ever.
It is.
So is she investigating why those people like murdered each other or?
Yes.
Oh, pardon me. I'm too distracted by the fucking raccoon that's like taxidermied.
The raccoon's moved. It was like facing one direction. Now it's looking at her.
It's still alive. See, that would make a much more interesting movie. The taxidermied raccoon comes back to life.
They are unrelated, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Unrelated, sure.
Sure. Right?
It's when they taxidermy a raccoon and stuff it with crack, because there's your raccoon.
That's the raccoon. Each one killed the last. Coming next week on the Tubi Tuesdays podcast? No, I don't know.
He's got strawberry diesel in that vape.
His name is Jebediah. His name is Jebediah. Gotta love it.
I'm sorry, he don't listen too well. I'm like a small town sheriff guy.
First of all, he just barged right in. This is our day job. We're sheriffs in this department.
First of all, why is there a motherfucking Russian communist motherfucker in my goddamn little town over here?
And by that, I mean the raccoon. I know that raccoon's a communist. I don't know why he's got him on my desk.
And the only reason I'm calling him, he's probably not even Russian. I just know him as fucking Ivan Drago. So I just imagine just fucking Dolph Lundgren as Ivan Drago in real life.
Dolph Lundgren is Swedish, isn't he? In real life. He is. He's Swedish, yeah, right? Like, he's Swedish.
I think so. That's close enough to Russia.
Stockholm, Sweden. There you go.
Mr. Woodley.
God damn Sweden in my motherfucking town.
He's like the Swedish chef.
Putting his goddamn boots on my motherfucking table.
First of all, I'm a Dolph Lundgren.
Exactly.
He's so high right now.
Who? Who, Dolph?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. I thought I was.
They got the raccoon at IKEA.
You had to build it yourself.
You have to taxidermy it yourself.
IKEA, you changes around here.
Listen here, motherfucker. You're not going to come in here and disrespect everybody in my little town, motherfucker.
So, I'm so confused. It's probably not going to make any sense anyway. How does Dolph Lundgren know there's a demon in the town, or does he just assume
that... He's a demon hunter.
Oh, okay. So he's hunting this specific demon.
Oh...
Well, yeah, or he was just hanging out, and then he saw the murders, and he knows what it is.
He's like Sam sex vision.
He's Sam and Dean's sexy uncle.
Whoa, Mersh.
Hello, Mersh.
Jebediah Winchester.
Mersh, just
say right.
He's committing. He's committing to the scene. This is Dolph committing.
He is. I'm Jebediah Springfield. Wait, that's not it.
How much did they pay him for this movie?
Not enough.
Ow.
True.
Sweet Mersh, I love you. Don't scratch my back, bitch. I'm on blood thinners. Fuck.
Mersh, behave yourself.
She got me right in the like. Oh, and...
Timestamp, I can't see.
2034.
Thank you.
2034.
All right, and timestamp us when we're out of the ad for Crapopolis. I think we're back anyway, so
and we're back. 2038.
Oh,
excellent. Well done, Colin. Oh, we back to the crime scene where like everybody died.
I like this one.
Yes.
This looks like Art the Clown's.
You come rent from Vikram. We get you a nice place.
$7.95 a month. Yes. Yes. No utilities.
Yes.
Are you gonna clean the blood off the walls before I rent this place?
No, as is. We give you as is.
And texture.
Yes, look, we give you texture. Yes.
It looks like Art the Clown had a party in this place.
You make podcasts, you live in murder house, you make money. Good deal for you.
We give you the good deal. We give you the good deal.
I only have one thing to say about that.
Go fuck yourself.
Oh, shit, okay.
Mm. You clean the blood off that place, or I ain't renting it, boys. Mr. Banks killed
them both. Uncle Phil?
Yeah.
Wait, this is
Fresh Prince is dark. Yeah, the demons jumped already.
Oh. He's just like gone to everybody's house and making them kill each other.
Blue Zuzu's an asshole in this movie.
Blue Zuzu really went for it, didn't they?
I need to talk to them. I would be so fucking high.
Okay, tap out, Colin. Top out, get out of the challenge. We're just getting started on this movie.
Yeah. Have your salads.
I can't. No, everything's closed now. Like around here, so I don't want to do anything. I'll just go to like Walgreens later, whenever the movie's over, and get like healthy snackies. Is it all right if I come in and have a word with you? The grocery store I'm going to tomorrow, so I'll just buy groceries tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm really sorry to disturb you.
So did this lady somehow survive the massacre?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, it didn't jump into her.
I'm going to be disappointed because no one's going to have eye patches with sunglasses on in this movie.
Arr.
Which is the best look anybody could have in a movie. She's very traumatized.
I mean,
scream at her kids anymore.
I mean, my mom screamed at me, and she's not like that lady. Didn't want him going. My mom screamed at me all the fucking time. Violent. Same with my sisters.
But they were just playing.
Listen.
We were just playing.
Listen.
Oh, god damn. He came in first.
Those eyes look so weird.
I'm telling you, they got some fucking shit from the X-Files. That fucking black shit in their eyes. Remember?
It's what they used in Supernatural with the black eyes.
Yeah.
This could be a Supernatural movie.
Supernatural horror, Blue Zuzu demon.
Marcus just comes in, just.
And this is a Christmas movie, too.
Oh, fair, yeah.
Merry Christmas, motherfucker.
Shitter's full, boom.
Shitter's full, boom. Whoa! Oh.
Why is he screaming like that? Goddamn.
Because he's possessed by Blue Zuzu, who's a bit of a shit asshole demon.
All right, this guy is
Uncle Phil went for his gun.
He did. He was ready for that.
That little gun's not going to stop.
I don't know if that's Uncle Phil or Devon Dudley.
No, it's Uncle Phil. R.I.P. Uncle Phil. R.I.P. Oh.
Whoa.
Oh my god, that's DMX.
What?
Yeah, what?
Are we sure it's not Devon Dudley?
That's DMX, for real.
Oh no, the demons possessed him now.
Yes.
I mean, DMX is used to shooting people.
That gun did not have that many bullets in it. It can't hold that many bullets. Come on, be realistic when you shoot guns, people.
I mean, I could rewind and we could just go back. Oh shit.
Ooh. Whoa! So the demon just like goes from house to house, gets killed, possesses the next person, just keeps killing.
Killing everything in his way.
Wasn't that the full fucking plot of Jason? What was it? Jason Goes to Manhattan. Not Jason Goes to Manhattan, but Jason Goes to Hell. Wasn't that the whole plot? Where you
kind of, yeah. But Jason, this one's more. This one's more of a dick than Jason is.
It's like. I don't know, actually.
Like, he's got to kill as many people as fast as possible because he ain't got time for this shit.
Yeah, he's like, nah, I'm gonna get exercised real quick by that Italian priest.
Yeah, the problem is they got the wrong Italian priest. It wasn't Russell Crowe Italian priest.
Listen, I am going to get the ghost out of the people. And they
should have been the priest from Hell, baby.
They will stop a killing.
needed to be the priest from Hell, baby.
That's a movie Colin needs to watch.
I've watched Hell, baby.
You have?
Yeah, it's so tight. I love that shit.
Listen, I know where the demon is. Oh, wait, that's not the priest.
That's all.
I know where the priest is.
Oh, the priest!
A hurt ticker, ticker.
Ribs.
Dude, I can't eat that shit. And it makes me so... No, dude. Like, I've been... Since... I've lost a lot of
heart
since,
attack, yeah.
Yeah, since August. And because I don't eat anything anymore, and when I do eat, it's just healthy shit. I haven't had ribs like that. I haven't had steak. I haven't had a cheeseburger in months.
I haven't had steak for a while, but I haven't had ribs for a while either.
Yeah, and you got Outback and shit. Like, you're good to go.
I had ribs last week.
Ribs are not cheap to buy and cook, so...
No.
Just kill a kangaroo.
There's not any near where I live. If I lived back where I used to live, I could probably do that.
She would go kill kangaroo, but they're all dickheads. Hey, cunt, what do you bench? What do you bench? Yeah, aye. They're all jack kangaroos.
Marcy, you could learn how to fucking bow and arrow, just like hunt your own kangaroos and shit. Oh my god, that'd be so tight.
No, I'm just gonna grab her by the tail and like shake it around.
Holy shit.
Oh! They look like YouTube influencers. Which is often easier said than done. And then back in my day, in the Sweden, we used to do the exorcisms in the cabin. I fucking can't do it.
Oh, bibbidi bobbidi. Oh, damn.
Whoa.
Okay.
I was saying the sexy anti demons.
Definitely. Whoa. All right. I have a question because I'm sure everything will be all answered differently, I'm sure. Favorite Dolph Lundgren movie?
What the fuck was that? Was that the witch?
Rocky Four.
Oh, Rocky Four. No, yeah, Rocky Four forever. I love that. Was the first movie I ever saw him in, and I love the Rocky movies. Every time they make me cry, it's awful. I hate it.
I love the Rocky movies. James,
Showdown
in
Little Tokyo is good though. Him and
Bradley.
Yeah, the toss up between Masters of the Universe and Red Scorpion.
Universal Soldier, the first one, might be one of my favorites. Anyway, me and my dad sat there, explained this thing to me. And if anyone hasn't seen the original Universal Soldier, Dolph Lundgren and Jean-Claude Van Damme, it's fucking sick. Okay, so Dolph Lundgren is like the villain of villains in that movie. It's great. Drank a
poison. But the trick is to watch the later Universal Soldiers.
The ones from like the 2000s when they came back?
When Dolph came back and then Van Damme came back. And...
They're actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Like surprisingly actually watchable movies.
The Expendables?
The Expendables, yeah. He's good in those. Or at least
Stone Cold in those movies too.
He's in the first one. He's in the first one. He's with Eric Roberts as his henchman.
Oh hell yeah! I heard the girding. You get to get the demon.
With the demons.
I'm getting the demon. We eat the herky jerky.
Oh yeah, the other one I was gonna ask. What's your favorite possession movie? Herty jerky.
Hurty, curty, curty.
That's not a movie, though.
It is. It's the Muppet movie. The Muppet
movie.
God, my favorite possession movie.
I mean, this is a movie about getting possessed. So.
I mean,
so they just explained. They just explained what he was doing in town.
Hunting the demon.
He was hunting the demon.
He actually had the demon, but then there was plane trouble, and then the plane kind of crashed, and that's how the demon got loose.
It fell
out of its cage.
Yeah.
They got kicked off Money Plane.
Yes, they did.
It was like a dog going through the airport. The demon's in the back, just in a cage, and it fucking escapes from the plane crash. So the way I'm picturing that is like cartoon shit, where it's Where the fucking cage bounces, it's like doom, doom,
doom, doom. And then an anvil falls on it.
Yeah, no. And then the fucking cage just magically opens, and the devil's like, "Boom!" And it just goes real fast into some motherfucker in a car.
Colin's fucking high.
Oh god damn it, Mersh.
Go spinning around like a Tasmanian devil.
Mersh, do not ruin the fucking Back to the Future steelbook. Get the fuck out of here.
Mersh, behave.
Not the Back to the Future steelbook.
Yeah.
Back to the Future is my favorite fucking movie. I got the little book, special edition 4K Blu-rays.
Hell yeah.
And I just watched number 2, and I feel like I need to watch it with the commentaries because that's what I used to do when I was little.
Right?
Yeah, so I think I'm going to do that.
Did you ever hear about the theory?
Oh, Ed. Give us a time, Colin, when you can, if you can.
Come on.
Oh, if it's not doing it, we'll just have to wait.
Oh, there it is, 32:35.
Almost halfway through, even. What is this fucking ad?
It's Shania Twain. You don't know her. She's a country artist.
I know who she is. She's not singing the song.
She's Canadian.
I know. That's so fucked up. It's hilarious to me that she's Canadian and she's from Canada.
Those aren't the sexy uncles we're looking for.
No.
You don't like a little roast beef, bro?
Gordon Ramsay. Gordon Ramsay wants to be a sexy uncle, but we keep denying
him.
We're
back.
Oh, back at 32:41.
Do you ever hear about the theory for Back to the Future that Doc is not the good guy he actually claims to be, and that he's been back to the many, many times fucking up the timelines? That's why Marty looks different from Eric Stoltz.
I have not heard that, but that could work.
That's fucking retarded.
This is before. This is before Rick and Morty was ever a thing.
No, true.
Doc Brown is.
This is a guy that actually got his hands in plutonium and had deals with the Libyans.
Yeah, he stole that plutonium at that.
Yes. He's not as innocent as he claims to be.
Mm. He just carries around these shrunken head whips.
To be fair, he did steal the plutonium from terrorists.
Exactly. Yeah. Why does Dolph Lundgren look like a fucking Crocodile Dundee ripoff?
Because that's all they had. They had a budget to just buy the wardrobe from Crocodile Dundee. Mm. So they just gave him the hat.
He got to keep the jacket and the hat. That was in the contract.
The jacket they got from Goodwill and then beat it up a little bit. That's what they did. I have that jacket. I'll show it to you.
It's a net gun.
Now listen here, demon. This is a knife. Not what you've got. We're Australian. We'll beat the shit out of you.
Listen. That's not a knife. This is a knife.
Yeah, he rips his
dick out.
My knife is a big dick.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I'm way too high. I'm just going to sit here and go on mute and make my inappropriate jokes.
I'm just trying to inhale the fumes so I can get a bit more high.
Dude, take a bomb rip, Marcy. Come on.
No, I don't have a bomb. The Achilles are going to start coming fast and furious in a bit. This is fast, the calm before the storm.
Fast and furious. We've made a few changes around here.
For one, there's no cars. They weren't in the budget.
There's no family either.
Yes.
There's no family.
There's no family.
I snorted. Oh my God.
It's about
we killed family. Your family.
Family not included.
Okay, so besides this movie, any favorite possession movies?
Possessed by the Night.
Yes.
I'm gonna be. Do you really want my honest opinion? Like what I feel like in my honest opinion has been the best one so far.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say Exorcist, but I really love Paranormal Activity.
See, I don't like Paranormal Activity, the first one. Well, yeah, the first one.
I love 3.
That gun is happy.
3 is my favorite one.
3 is not bad. 2 and 3, I think, were a bit better than the first one.
Three's my favorite. It's the one where the cult happens, and then you get that whole like little backstory with the girls. I like that.
Oh, he's not the demon.
Did Colin Mockery? Did Colin Mockery get fucking choked out by Dolph Lundgren? What's the
matter? Potentially.
What is that rake he's got?
That's his gun. That's his net gun.
That's my knife gun. Wait, that, I don't know what Fire voice center. That was. It looks like a shuttlecock.
Cock.
You know the thing you play badminton with? No, it's not bullshit. He's not the guy that likes. Here's some bullshit, man.
Yeah, that's the net for shuttlecock. For badminton.
Totally. Yeah, badminton.
Yeah. He said he shot him. Okay. He shot what?
The guy that was possessed, but he didn't die.
I
got a rat in the gut.
Hey, anybody do anything else to his body after you... I just want to see people get killed now. Like, hurry up. Let's go.
Bruce Pritchard.
Bruce Pritchard.
Wait, where's Bruce Pritchard? Where'd
he go? He went back to the WWE. He doesn't do the podcast no more.
He should. Did he?
Oh, yeah. He's been back for a long time.
He's been there for ages. Okay.
Yeah, I thought he never left. Or did he go to TNA? Vince would have never let him back if he went to TNA.
I think he did go to TNA.
He was in TNA.
Was he? Bruce Pritchard?
Yes.
Yep.
For gut check.
And Vince let him back?
Yeah.
Wow. I thought Vince. Oh. He's like, listen, bitch. I'm
just
home.
Vape. Just a vape. Lighten
up. It's just a vape. Lighten up, bitch.
It's 60% THC.
Lighten up, bitch.
Lighten up, bitch.
Hashtag
oh, he's got
up,
the
bitch.
Munchies like I do, and I can't eat that shit. Fuck you, Cowboy Dolph.
No. Well, when you get the munchies, you're going to eat healthy, like celery and carrots.
No. I do. But I haven't been to the grocery store, and I haven't had money to go to the grocery store.
I feel
so
that.
I need to go to the grocery store tomorrow and get all of my food for the week and get all my kid food for the next week.
Yee. How was basketball anyway with the Mogwai?
Mogwai basketball's so tight. Some kids got in trouble, so the coach made them run laps. It was fucking tight. And then they couldn't figure out the drill, so they just were like, all right, well, we're just going to tell you to dribble 3 times over to this cone and just play. And I was like, this is tight. And then I played with Graham, and he wore his Spider-Man suit, so he kept thinking that he could have spider grip when he caught the ball. So he was
Web
like,
tails
oh.
approved.
He was like, oh, Dad, look at this. I caught it Spider-Man style. And I was like, that's tight.
Listen to Webtails every Tuesday on the Popboard Anywhere.
That's right.
I was about to say, get Uncle Badge to give him some lessons on Spider-Man.
Graham knows Spider-Man, man. He loves that shit. He knows what's up.
As a good kid should.
Oh, no. My mom texted me. Why? Oh, okay. It's something funny.
Oh, fuck.
Ask him who Artie Samek is. Because then you'll know Spider-Man.
Yes. He's the man that killed Gwen Stacy.
How
Who,
dare
me,
he?
The Green Goblin?
No, Artie Samek, the letterer of the comic. He drew the crack that of like her breaking her neck. So that's why we say Artie Samek's the one that killed Gwen Stacy.
He did, yeah. I listen to Web Tales. It's on my
and we appreciate thing. That.
And
appreciate
I have Trash Panda as well, so don't stress.
I'm not stressed. Trash Panda gets like nothing. I am so happy that anybody listens to that because that shit is hilarious. And Web Tales is great. This podcast is great. It's gonna happen, guys. Listen, I'm gonna take another bong hit to success. Hopefully, we get it soon.
Wait for it. Wait for it, Colin. I say wait for it. It's gonna be worth
it.
All right,
wait for it, Colin. I'll even play you a sound to wait for it. That was the wrong one, but whatever. Wait for it.
I got one. Oh, that bass drop.
Ooh, that was hot.
Whoa! That escalated quickly.
Cap. Shoot him now, you dumb bitch. Come on.
Don't kill it.
He's not there.
This movie, and I know they're completely different, it's kind of reminding me of that Kurt Angle one we watched, the River of Darkness or whatever. It's a bit like that. Oh, damn,
the one I picked that had a panic attack? Fuck.
Is he a demon?
Oh, damn, he was going down. Did you see
that? It's Dario Cuarto. Mm-hmm. It's Dario Cuarto from Lucha Underground.
I'm gonna eat your face.
Hey, it's Bede.
Oh, shit, what up, Bede?
The problem with Bede being here is I have to adjust the video software because we can't see him.
Cap.
I mean, that's beside the point, Bede.
Why? What are you doing? Why are you babysitting Baby Craven, dude? Get the fuck out. Bong hit. Let's go. Yes. Come on.
How many times has Baby Craven stabbed you already?
Hold on. I'm going to add Bede so we can hear him.
Why is she about to murder suicide Jason Lee?
Hold on,
you're getting better at dodging. Right.
Come on, Dolph. You fucking hit Rocky. Oh.
There's Bede. I got you now.
Yep, that counts.
Rubber bullet. All right.
I don't know why you're echoing, but okay.
Yeah.
I'm done for act two. Act three. Okay.
Around 6 p.m. tomorrow. I'm good to you.
What's up, Bede?
Well, I managed to add you in very at the last second. I don't know if it's actually going to pick up on the recording, but we'll see.
Hi, y'all. Welcome.
How's
Home catch?
Yeah,
I'm with my nightclub.
Are you trying to overdose Baby Craven?
Yeah, you can't OD that dude.
That's okay. Ooh. That kid's a tough kid.
I remove a bullet.
Is he wearing a shirt? Or no, he's shirtless. What the fuck?
Yeah, he's getting a bullet out.
Is he wearing a shirt? No, he's shirtless.
It just looks like he's wearing a tan shirt.
It does. It really does.
It wants me to kill it. It wants me to kill it.
Yeah, but I thought you were supposed to don't kill it. I mean, that's fair. Also, Bede, how's the wine tour with Louise?
Has Baby Craven drawn a mustache and like eyebrows on her?
I've been so afraid.
That's unexpected.
Let me help.
No.
You might have to tranquilize Baby Craven. I think you're cutting out a bit, Bede, because your internet connection's not very good.
Thanks for the warning.
Oh. Bye.
Bye.
This is
I hope he's okay.
That is not enough gauze. Trust me, I've been using gauze for months now. That's not enough gauze for that type of wound.
Oh, he needs stitches and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You need to
He's Swedish. He heals.
He went to IKEA to get a new one. That's totally what happened.
Have you guys heard of, that reminds me of like a leather skin. Have you guys heard about that one night guy in the news, Adolf Finn?
I think so, but I didn't want to comment on it, to be fair.
He's like a master jewel thief or something. It's like, I heard something along that line.
Oh shit, are we gonna get titties?
Oh, she's got scratches on her back. Oh wait, yeah. Wasn't she attacked before? Yeah.
Yes.
So Beach straight up right and now there. I can't remember what's happened. And to the listeners, I apologize if I did not get Bede's audio in there quickly enough. It's quite a task to set up the recording. I need pre-warning. Wait, those were not fresh scars on her back, so she's dealt with the demon before.
I think she has.
I think that's what's happening. I mean, they do call her Evil Lynn. She might actually know Skeletor.
I mean, she did try to fuck it just a little bit ago, so. Didn't she? Wasn't that the whole scene I just watched?
She was getting changed. I don't know if they were fucking.
Not Dolph, her and the demon.
Oh, I don't know.
And she had the gun to the demon's
face. Oh, yeah. That was like a minute ago, and I've already forgot. My childhood here. How did he just show up there?
That's what I'm saying. He just snuck up on that bitch. He was like, boo.
He's the sweetest ninja.
Yeah.
He really is.
Oh, that reminds me. Since somebody's here, is Ninja Terminator Tubi here?
Ninja Terminator Tubi is always here.
Oh.
There he is.
I heard you like to sit and watch in the corner. What's up with that, bud?
I am making all the bank by filming it. Chad is giving me lots of money.
Oh, this makes sense. Those of
you who seem to forget, Ninja Terminator 2, even though Louise may not be here and Toby's not here this week, he is the third part of the couple. And so you're just watching them have like ghost sex all day long.
All day long. Cameras going 24/7.
And Chad, who buys porn, actually buys that shit.
He is buying all the shit.
That makes sense, because Chad...
That makes a lot of sense.
I sell it to only Chad.
Only Chad.
He's the only one.
See, this all makes a lot more sense now.
You offered it to Craven for only Cravens, but even he wouldn't put it on his site.
Well, look, there's demons. We need you to, like, just leave.
I'm Dolph Lundgren.
Hold on. I have a text from Ginger Lynn.
Oh.
Yes, that is what they did today. They are filming another video.
Oh. Well,
workout.
I hear Ginger Lynn is making bank on Murder Size workout tapes.
You're involved with that too, right, Ninja Terminator Tubi?
Always. Making bank is all I am about.
You're the one that actually makes copies of videotapes. You've got the two VCRs. You're the only person left with two VCRs.
Yes.
Yeah. Twist the knobs by editing.
Oh my god, she's an angel.
Is she really?
Boom, plot twist.
Wait, those scars were her cut off wings, weren't they?
That are little demon wings. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out.
Or she was an angel in previous life.
I'm so high, I have one eye closed.
Listen.
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 I don't have the kids. I worked late today. I'm gonna get high at every death.
Here we go. Okay.
That lot, Jeff.
Are they just gonna? They're locked in there to get murdered. I'm hoping that's what's happening.
The demon's gonna possess that deer and it's gonna stab somebody. I have that feeling. They keep focusing on that deer. They keep focusing on the taxidermy in this movie.
Sir, you can't vape in here. It's okay. It's organic.
It's organic.
Oh my god! We got yelled at one time for vaping in a TJ Maxx or something like that.
Oh, really?
We were just like, it was recent. It was like last year. It was, they're like, sir, sir.
And I'm like,
yeah. I'm like, yes, yes. I'm over there looking at fucking like cat beds and shit because I'm high as shit. And they're like, sir, sir. They're like, sir, sir, you can't smoke the vape in here, sir. And I'm like, why?
What is this vape? It looks like a fucking, like, oil can.
It's from the future.
Oh, jeez.
Oh man, getting oh dude, that dude
that was guy was a police officer.
He was a police officer right? The whole time. Oh, be right back. I have to go get Freddy something. I won't actually be long. I'm still active in here.
The weirdness level is rising.
Oh, okay, she's got eight guys. It's me, Kramer. I'm thinking
of the podcast.
Oh, but Colin, you and I are going to have the best podcast. Much better than this podcast. Piece of shit podcast.
You hear that? I'm making all these hard jokes and nobody's even laughing at them.
The real Doobie Tuesday podcast coming soon from Pop World D, starring me, Kramer, the author, and Colin,
and
James. And Jamesy, you want in on this too?
Yeah, but don't tell anybody else.
Okay.
Yeah, we can.
It's our secret.
Evening, folks.
Oh, hey, that's not Flunger. I like that guy.
We got this demon going around.
Oh, shit. Hold on, hold on. Oh, shit. Marcy's back. Bye, guys.
Later, bro.
I heard that. Who let Craven back on?
I did, bro. Come on. You were gone for a minute and we needed something.
Dude. The beef between me and Craven has everything to do with that elephant, all right?
Guys, you know it'd be really tight if they made sugar-free sweet tarts.
Fuck! Why did that happen?
I don't know.
I don't like this.
Oh, here we go, guys. Here we go. Yes. Here comes the massacre ready to go.
I should get my gravity bong. I should just get my gravity bong and just keep loading it.
All right, I'm gonna take one for this, okay? I'm not.
All right, I'm ready.
Oh my god!
Whoa!
He's got a chase.
It's New Jack.
It's New Jack.
New Jack. R.I.P. New Jack.
Yeah.
I keep expecting Tubi to just cut to an ad right now. Whoa!
Oh my god! That dude's head exploded.
That fucking exploded. All
right.
Whoa!
It's a natural born killer.
Yes.
Oh man.
And I don't ever want to die. the switch.
Uh oh.
Venus, you dipstick. Ow. I'm sorry, Sheriff. I'm possessed by the devil.
Guys,
I'm possessed by the night.
Yes.
Oh, Chainsaw Charlie.
Hell yeah.
Die, you ain't sucking dog.
Jeez.
Oh, switch.
Oh, who's that, Grandma?
Oh, yeah, dude. Grandma. Grandma did a stunt. That was the best stuntman ever. Like, I want to be one of those stuntmen that, like, just, I'm an old grandma and I have to look like an old grandma and I have to jump out a window.
I want to see you do that.
I mean, I can. This demon is a hella good shot with a gun.
Seriously?
How did that demon learn to fucking fire a gun like that?
Dolph, your gun sucks. He takes forever to fucking load up.
Yeah, why do you have a net gun and you can't even catch this motherfucker?
The demon went to shooting school. Oh, that was some Final Destination shit.
Colin, this is Mississippi, okay?
Dude, Tom Segura just hit that old woman with that truck.
Okay, this was worth sitting through this movie for.
Told you, highest body count ever.
Business has picked up, bitches. Let's go.
Come on, Dolph. You got this. You can't net the whole truck, dumbass.
I finally worked. I finally worked out what Dolph Lundgren looks like. He looks like Woody Harrelson in Zombieland.
Yes.
It's that
with a
look.
Mix of Doc Brown in Back to the Future 3 with that duster. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Goes Catch into up. Dolph.
I wonder how much Dolph Lundgren charges to be in your shitty independent movie.
Good job, Chester from Linkin Park.
R.I.P., bitch.
Nice shot.
I think that sequence needs to be nominated for like best moment? Action scene for the two. Yeah. What the fuck moment?
Yeah, it's definitely a what the fuck moment.
Oh my god. He was trying his best. They didn't listen to him. Of course they're not gonna listen to him.
It's like everyone in this whole town just dies.
Give me your fucking car. Hurry it up.
Yeah. Drop my keys.
I've got to go through all the bodies to find his keys.
He just where my keys.
I'm a find.
No, that's a finger.
Ed.
Colin.
I'm on it.
It likes fucking you up there.
56-46.
Oh shit, we're in the third act now. American Home Shield is there to fix or replace covered appliances and home systems. I don't want insurance or whatever you're selling, America. Fuck yeah.
You wanna
say this movie? This movie is definitely not a slog. This is
all right. 56-49, yo.
Yeah, it's been a quick movie.
It's like interesting. It's a good movie. I like it.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
Listen, I think something is gonna happen with this taxidermy shit where like a deer's gonna come back to life and kill somebody, and like a raccoon's gonna eat some motherfucker.
Attack of the killer taxidermy.
Oh shit, who's that? What?
Well, that's it. The guy in Manhattan, baby. Didn't he have a taxidermy shop?
Oh my god, there was.
Wait, is she playing a PSP? He's probably still
down at the town hall. So, how do we link this back to Murder Size?
Wait, she has a fucking sidekick.
If these two survive, they grow up to be in Murder Size.
Okay.
Even though Murder Size was set in the 80s. Whoa, she's packing heat.
Blasted. Shoot him. Bitch. Get him. You have fucking self-defense. He's in your shit. This is America.
Come on, he's got those eyes. Do it. Uh-oh. Shoot him. Uh-oh.
Come on, shoot him.
Come on. Bitch, what are you waiting for? Colin, now you're making me do it.
Hop. Hop. Hop, hop, demon.
Did she shoot him? We'll never know.
This is so fucked up. They're going to make somebody kill a little girl. I know that's what's going to happen soon. Maybe he was right.
About what? About me? Yeah, but it doesn't matter when kids get murdered in a movie.
What? I mean, Dolph Lundgren's so cool. I wish I was like more like him. I'm just the sheriff of this little town. I should get a duster. Should I get a duster? What about a cowboy hat?
Yeah, I need to cover this bald spot.
I shouldn't even be here. I have 3 days left till retirement.
Everyone in this movie had like 1 day left till retirement.
This whole town had 1 days left to retirement.
Yeah, they should have known.
Thanks, generic sheriff.
And they were also on their way to save the youth center.
They were. Chief Dunham.
Dum dum.
But he looks more like Walter.
What is his weapon gonna do? I just don't get it.
It's a net gun. It fires a net.
Yeah, but then what? He doesn't kill them.
It's the Halloween music. Listen to this shit.
Oh my god, it is very ripped off right now.
I mean, it's parodied.
So the demon is actually Michael Myers? I don't know.
It wouldn't step foot in this church. There's no way.
That depends. It depends what sort of demon it is. If it's a demon that has no religious affiliations, it's not going to give a shit where it goes. Yeah.
Why did you bring us this evil? We do not need this in our town.
Harvey, you're not a sin of the exorcist. We do not like the demons. Get the fuck out of here.
Get the demons out and I will cook us all a pizza and some nice skate. We will get to the spaghetti. We will go and have a nice spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Is that a new character for the show?
Yes.
What, spaghetti?
Antonio?
Antonio.
Oh, my name is Antonio.
I'm an Italian priest. Look at my collar. I'm Italian at the St. Mary. Oh,
look at my Catholic, please. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm going to spray you with my holy water. I'm not talking about the holy water. Ah, I'm a priest.
I told you. Mamma mia, I told you. Get out of here. Pa, 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 pa.
What is happening right now?
Oh,
he shot him.
He fucking shot him.
You shot me. Oh, ow.
Silver bullets.
Oh no!
Oh, Marcy's dead.
I'm dead.
He's all out of real bullets.
He just fucking shot him!
My days of a pizza. Luigi, get to the bar. Get the pizza. Mama, I see you. I see you, Mama.
Oh,
Father
God.
Antonio. Can I interest you in performing an exorcism?
Oh, shit! Yes! Can you, Father Guido, can you...
Father Guido, oh, yes, please.
Not to be confused with Father Guido Sarducci, but Father Guido. This is a different Father Guido. Can you do a ghost exorcism on Toby so Ninja Terminator Toby can have Louise to himself?
I do not want to do exorcism on a Toby. I want to bake a pizza and eat my pizza and a flippy floppy.
Pizza after, exorcism first.
I'm dead.
Bubbly bee. I can't do it anymore.
Okay, that's good. So now we have
canceled.
Making the pizza with the holy pepperoni.
We're gonna make the pizza with the holy pepperoni. Let the bliss of the pizza.
Oh fuck! Stop it.
Okay.
We give the demon the pizza, and we bless the demon with the pizza.
Oh my god.
So on a future podcast, we'll get Father Guido to exorcise Toby so he won't be spreading his ectoplasm around us anymore.
Oh.
Not now. Later. Not the future episode.
We need.
I can finally get my wig back from the dry cleaner.
Yes.
From Vikram in the fucking. Oh, I got to your Vikram. Vikram hair dry. Your hair. I have your hair. I wear it every day. You come now and pick up $15.
God damn it. Now I have to make that art. Vikram in the wig.
Where Vikram goes to the laundromat.
No, Vikram wearing the Ninja Terminator Tubi wig.
Yes.
Vikram Tubi Terminator.
Vikram. Fucking hell.
VTT.
We apologize for this podcast.
I know. This shit is hilarious.
What? I don't either.
Fucking sponsor us, Wild Secrets. Get the fuck out of here. Let's go. We're good.
Exactly. Anybody who wants to sponsor the show, contact us. We would love to sponsor and shill your products on this podcast.
Yes, I will pimp your products.
Father Guido.
Father Guido, we will pimp your products.
Vikram Pimps Manscaped.
I am very, very hairy. Now listen, you need to look sexy for a woman. Very, very hairy. Women do not like very, very hairy. They love a nice moustache. but they do not like a very hairy. They do not like a...
I see.
I use a manscape. I'm like mixing both fucking accents. I can't do it.
Okay.
I'm dying over here. Where'd he get blood? I'm hungry. Mersh, go make me some toast.
Where did he get blood? Oh, I'm hungry.
He was eating. I'm hungry. Drinking green beer? Where the fuck did he get that?
I thought it was Christmas.
Yeah. Where'd he get a shamrock shake this time of year? It is a generic ass sound that they use. We use that on Trash Panda.
Hey, when you got no money, you gotta do what you can. Use what you can. Listen.
When all of your fucking budget goes to paying Dolph.
I mean, true.
These assholes.
You gotta use cap guns and shit you find at Dollar General. Okay.
Where did the FBI come from?
Deacon Shepherd. Oh man, they blasted his ass.
You thought you could kill the demon? I give you the FBI.
FBI.
They just came in blasting. What the fuck? Damn.
Well, now he's vomiting green.
I mean, he's...
He had the piece
of... He's hurt. Listen, he's got a drift leaf. Poison.
What is happening?
I get it.
Sounded like you sucking dick.
That's a weird way to suck dick, boy.
Listen, have you ever heard gluck gluck? You've never heard of gluck gluck? Kim Kardashian uses that shit all the time. You never heard of the gluck gluck?
I'm not answering anything right now.
Say no.
Look, listen.
Lower end Matthew Lillard.
Leave it at that.
Matthew Lillard, where?
That FBI guy's lower end Matthew Lillard.
Kmart?
Oh. Yeah. Temu version.
He's not even skinny Jamie Kennedy.
Temu. I just bought shit from Temu today.
No, not Temu.
I had credits, bro. That's probably how my fucking credit card got hacked, but whatever.
It is totally how your credit card got hacked.
Oh!
She just oh my god.
It's a little
kid. She
just
pulled a Chucky up. Ah!
Damn.
Whoa!
Good job, demon. That was smart. Yes.
Whoa!
Rip his scalp his ass.
Yes! Oh, there you go. There you go, Colin.
That's the closest I'm gonna get, though. So.
They put that in the movie just for you.
I hope they did. I hope people. I hope creators of movies start watching this or listening and watching and getting our Patreon and watch us because this shit is great.
It is hilarious.
For as low as $1.
Yep. $1.
You get all the Tubi Tuesdays content for $1 at the Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. It's fantastic. It's going to help us keep the podcast alive.
Because if the guy from RoboCop would buy it for $1, you should too.
Exactly. Yes.
That is true.
Oh, now he's the demon?
Nah, yeah. They're just bleeding.
No, he's got the black eyes. No.
End of movie.
It just ends like that.
I mean, it was anticlimactic.
That's a fucking... A bibbidi-bobbidi, you leave my town.
He got shot in the, body, and he's fine?
He's a man of God.
Okay. Oh, fair. Okay.
And with rubber God... Bullets. With God, you can heal anything. Mm-hmm. Okay? Through God, anything is possible.
What was that?
It was exactly what I told you.
No, that can't be. There must be some kind of...
There isn't.
Damn, Mark Hamill.
You wouldn't touch me.
Without my testimony, you're both going to be on the hook for that little bloodbath back there.
Testimony, son, I don't think you understand.
Yeah, how are they not arrested for all of these, just brutal slayings when it's like, you know, who's gonna believe it was a demon, man?
Oh, shit, bro, my head. You got my bullet hole.
He managed to get shot just shy of his bulletproof vest.
Yes.
Very clever.
She killed three of my men. We fired on her. And then one of my guys fired on me, clipped me in the shoulder. Oh,
then what happened?
Yeah, then what happened?
No. I wasn't paying attention. What happened?
What happened? I have no idea. Literally.
Did you hit him? Yeah. Yes.
But it was a kill. But now I'm confused. Is the demon going to go into someone else because isn't that other guy who was shot?
If someone kills him, it's whoever kills the demon.
Oh, whoever kills the demon is what...
That makes sense when it says don't kill it, because if you kill it, you get possessed. Oh my god.
But hasn't Dolph Lundgren...
You're just catching on to that right now.
I'm catching on now.
That's why the guy drank the green beer.
Oh.
Demon comes into him, but he's poisoned.
Oh, here we go. Do we see him do something now? No.
Fight. Oh, wow. Wow. That knocked him out.
That knocked him the fuck out, man.
Well, he's almost 50. Or he's 60.
Dolph Lundgren does look very good for his age. Oh my god.
Make out.
What, he's gonna take her hair out?
Yeah, he's gonna make out with her. Look at that.
This is a weird fucking demon.
He's like, hey baby, yeah, let me see that. Huh? What?
Oh, there's the
Bradley
net.
Fires that goddamn gun.
Okay, hold on.
His weakness, nets.
His weakness is nets.
That demon can hop back and forth through people, but it can't do it while it's in a fisherman's net? What the fuck? No.
It's probably an enchanted net, so...
Oh, maybe. We'll just pretend it is.
Just screaming, like, shut the fuck up! Like, kick it and shit.
I'm annoyed!
Yeah, just kick the shit out of that. Like, it can't do anything to you.
He's barely even moving! He's just screaming!
I know, it's like that bug on The Simpsons. What was it? The caterpillar?
Yes!
That screaming caterpillar. Yes.
And they can't kill it because it's endangered or something.
It's endangered species. We can keep going. We can find God, way. What was that on? What episode is that? That's hilarious.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Oh, I need to watch it. Guys, I'm very high, and I'm
falling asleep.
No, I'm not falling asleep. I'm just like,
we're the bottom third of the movie.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, there's surely not that long left by this point.
No. I'm just hungry.
Yeah, I probably need to eat lunch when we finish.
Listen, Dolph, I'm not going to eat your piss fucking coffee you just made me.
It looked like it was blue liquid.
It's blue Zuzu liquid.
It's blue Zuzu liquid.
It's blue drink.
It's Drano. Blue,
listen to Ben Folds.
So, how's he meant to kill the demon? If he kills it, it'll possess him.
I mean,
he dies.
Yeah, he's just gonna die.
He's sacrificing
sacrificial
himself.
Lamb. Okay.
Yeah, he kills himself. He's gonna poison himself.
Where did they come from?
Where did they come from?
I'm here for an intervention.
Oh my god, this is a whole fucking debate about killing this guy or keeping it alive. Terry fucking Schiavo all over again. Like,
oh my god.
Bibbidi Bobby. You do not touch my citizen, eh?
This is just like, no, we needed an ending, so...
No, Father Guido, no!
Yes, I take... Oh, that's Vikram. Told you, I'm confusing him now.
Vikram is subtle, Guido is big.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Vikram.
Damn.
Oh, damn, he's right there. He got out of the net. Yes, stab his ass.
Yeah, kill him, because
that's just like what Baby Craven does to Beat all the time.
Yeah, pretty much.
Stab, stab, stab.
Oh, my. He's like high-powered. Oh.
Whoa.
How is that demon so good?
It's just a killing demon, I guess.
He ain't got time for this shit. He's got to be efficient. He's got shit to do.
He's like, yeah. I gotta go, bro.
Uh-oh.
First of all, I'm the demon now.
First of all, ladies.
I got grenades.
Oh.
Next.
Next. Oh, no.
Oh, baby, baby.
Now I'm at the demon.
Yes, I'm a poppy with a little pizzas. The blue shotgun, we gonna make you a pepperoni. We gonna turn you into a sausage, eh?
What is happening?
Hey, I'm a sucker your dick. I'm a MILF diver.
Whoa. Oh, that barely hit him.
Yeah, Dolph. Come on. He probably drank the drink already, too. Pull his teeth out.
Oh.
That was kind of gross.
So he had sharpened his bone that quick? Damn. Mm.
This movie is weird.
So does the demon, has he caught on that Dolph has to kill, he's going to kill himself yet?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's why he's going to kill him.
Oh, suicide vest.
Oh, no. Shit.
Oh, shit.
Can't do it. Ah, la, 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 la. Oh, I thought you were going to do it.
Oh.
He said the thing.
No.
He said the thing.
Credits.
Credits from here.
Oh, no.
Now pull the trigger.
Yourself. Kill yourself real fast. Put it in your brain.
I mean, that's really the only way you can stop it.
Pull the pin.
Just do it. Yeah, just do it.
But why is she floating? None of the other ones floated.
He got what he wanted. Yeah, she's an angel.
Oh.
Yeah, her like high power blood or something. She's either a demon or a fucking bumblebee.
No, they said before she was an angel or something. Some shit.
Oh, yeah. she does have
the grenade. Whoa!
Ba-boom.
That's some beautiful special
ba-boom.
Effects.
Kaboom!
Ba-boom, ba.
Bada bing, a kaboom. We blew that a bitch up. Bada bing.
Whoa. So is the demon gone forever, or?
No, it's a demon right there. He's going to catch it. Put it in his cage.
Put it right in his butt.
This little butt plug he's got.
Oh my god, really? What the fuck?
It's going stupid. It goes in a flask for real. Like
is
in Little Nicky.
Literally putting it in a flask, surely.
Like
that's...
a Little Nicky. They still
it really is. Nicky. Oh my god. Wow.
So they killed an entire town just to get this little demon in a canteen.
Yes, because you can't kill it. You can't kill it. You can only contain it. Put it somewhere where it can't hurt anyone.
Bibbidi-bay. Oh, that's Mexico.
Is he, like, dropping it into the ocean?
No. Yeah. It's some megalodon's going to eat it or some shit.
It's a megalodon.
It's Dexter's dump site.
That's my pick for next week. Meg 2.
Is that even on Tubi at this point?
I think Meg is, at least. He just throws it in there.
It's like the heart of the ocean. You have to throw it away.
Bye-bye, asshole.
I don't know what's out there. One thing I can't tell you for certain is that evil exists.
Thanks for letting me know.
We haven't even commented on his southern accent this entire movie.
I don't even know what his accent is.
It doesn't sound like southern. It sounds like piggish. And we just need... It sounds like my kid
grew up. Oh, my God.
I called it.
Oh, fuck. All right. That's the movie.
That was the movie.
Can we reach out to Mike Mendez and be like, listen here, this movie was top notch.
Colin, do you want to pause it and stuff? That way we don't get stuffed up here. All right. Well, that's the end of that movie.
Yeah. When pets begin dying, the wild. Sorry, I'm reading.
Yeah, that was Don't Kill It. Thank you for joining us for another installment of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. We'll go around and let you know our socials and where you can find us. The Tubi Tuesdays podcast can be found, of course, with early access on the Super Network Patreon, which is patreon.com/thesupernetwork. And you can find us at supermarcy.com as well. And, of course, there is the Tubi Tuesdays podcast feed on all your podcast players, which you can go have a look at. And personally, I am on socials as Supermarcy. Batch.
You can find me on WebTales, Spider-Man Podcast, part of the Pop4D Network, where we recap classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to the present day. Follow me on the socials at Batch Pop4D on X, and follow our brand new Facebook group on Pop4D on the Facebook.
Yes. Colin, if you're still awake.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm awake. You can find me... I'm basically just on Twitter now with Trash Panda. So Trash Panda Podmo is where you can find us on Twitter. You can find Trash Panda Podcast every Thursday. Well, at least we're trying to do every Thursday. We're kind of going slow. But the episodes have been killer since we've been taking breaks. So go check them out, guys. Trash Panda Podcast. You can find them at trashpandapodcast.com.
Excellent. And James, do you have socials that you want to mention?
Sure, why not? You can find me in the new Facebook group, Pop4D.
That's a hell of a group.
It's a good group. It's where we hang out. And you can also find me on Twitter at JamesSimpson316, I believe it is. And you can follow me, To Be Ninja Terminator. At Tubi _ Ninja _T.
Hell yeah.
Don't follow Craven.
Don't follow Craven. Smack him in the face for me. That's all I have to say about that. but yes, visit all the good links and let's help regrow the Pop4D Facebook group. Just head to Facebook, type in POP number 4 and the letter D and you'll find it. But I'm... going to update the links in the show notes and all the rest. So, Pop4D. And, with that said, we'll see you next Tuesday, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ciao.
Yeah, ciao.
Your father's home early. Hey there, how'd it go?
This is the latest killing in a town that has had 3 triple homicides in the last week alone.
I'll be damned.
I'm looking for Chief Dunham. It's Agent Pierce.
Tell me, Agent Pierce, is it really necessary bringing in the Bureau?
You have had 3 triple homicides in the past week, is that correct? He killed him and then he killed his own kid? It doesn't make any sense. They are unrelated, right?
Well, they might be the tiniest bit related.
In what way would that be, Chief?
Each one killed the last. Your town is a real danger. You want these murders to stop, you best listen. I'm a hunter. Demon hunter.
You said this one is unique. How?
So the way it transfigured was by being killed. The moment you killed the thing, it became you.
And what are you going to do when you find him?
Oh, I'll sit him down for a quiet little chat.
You bring this evil to this town.
The power of Christ compels you!
Pretty sure that's from The Exorcist. Calm down, y'all. Rubber bullets. It likes you.
It wants me to kill it.
The stakes just got a whole lot higher.
if the flame consumes your soul.
And then Chicory Creek will literally be hell on earth.
Evelyn, don't do it! Don't do it!
How long have you been doing this?
It's kind of a family business.
Christmas must have been fun.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.